Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We're here till 2 o'clock. The bar's filling up, so come by soon. Otherwise, you might not get a seat at the bar. A lot of tables, though, and a good time. A lot of listeners have showed up. Always love to see folks up here in Kennesaw when we get a chance to come up. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Just a few minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Georgia and Ole Miss tomorrow afternoon, 15 minutes or so away from keys to a Falcons victory over the Saints on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40 as we always do. Any question, any topic, all that coming up in the 1 o'clock.
One of our listeners just sent the clip 25 years ago. We played at Ole Miss. I was talking about the Ole Miss game. We played at night and everything.
Yeah.
And this is it's a funny clip. First of all, the resolution of –
Yeah. We so quickly forget what standard definition used to look like.
Yes, which was awesome. And then it's funny because
we so quickly forget the big-ass shoulder pads you guys used to wear,
George carry hap highs like a baby on his hip. Which
George Foster has that guy held like a child.
Has hap on his hip right there. And then I ran the laziest damn route. Because looking at the coverage, we were going to get the ball. Me and JV, we were going to get the ball. So I'm like, I ain't get the ball. And so, actually, they tip the ball up, and I'm just standing there. Ball falls in my hands. I remember I catch it, run it for like 30 yards.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go scope.
Oh, yeah, you were going.
Terrence Edwards is always in the damn way.
He every cut time, you off.
If it ain't Terrence, it's JV. It's one of them two. Every time I'm about to break a big one, they get in the way.
It's so funny that
every
you say
single time.
Because I didn't see the lazy rat. Yeah. I would never notice that.
Yes.
It's funny how self-critical we can be of ourselves when we see old footage or whatever.
Yes.
I just saw Big 86 making a great play
on
a tip ball, but grab it,
yes.
And obviously the throw was inside.
Yes.
It tips, you're on the outside, so it took a great bounce. You had grass.
There was nobody there.
And
I'm going to cut
Terrence
back,
Edwards.
And here comes Terrence. It gets in the way like he always does.
What was he trying to do?
I don't know. I think he was trying to block, but he got in my way again. Damn it, Terrence. That's the way.
It's so funny. I had the same thought when I saw that clip. I was like, Randy, you had an angle.
I had it.
Guys that were behind you, they weren't catching you.
They were going to catch me. I hit right here to cut back. Get out the way, Terrence.
Terrence tackled you.
Yes.
Get out the way, Terrence. Like, he pretty much tackled you on that.
Damn.
But huge play. That's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter on 3rd and 6. You're able to make that catch.
Fun.
You guys win the game.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, it was great. It was crazy, man.
Oxford.
That game right there. Romero Miller was the quarterback. I remember
that.
Romero Miller was the quarterback that game. Dude, you want to talk about, and a lot of people who know Ole Miss, you know, your buddy who's an Ole Miss fan.
Oh, yeah, my old Miss friend. Yeah.
That dude.
Haven't heard from him much.
That dude throws a spiral. Remember how they used to say how Warren Moon spiral, how tight it was?
Yeah.
That was Romero.
Really?
Boy, that spiral was so tight, man. Tight like that, dude. I mean, it was nice, dog. hopefully, you know, but that was a lot of fun. That game was a whole lot of fun.
You know who throws a spiral like that right now? That every time you see it, that's a pretty ball, is Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
At Oregon.
Yes.
I mean, that thing is just, it's just absolutely perfect every time it comes off his hand. All right, we'll get to all that coming up in the final hour. It's always fun when people send us old clips.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, I don't know. Everybody knows that you played and you were good and all that, but it's just kind of fun to actually see it. It's like, oh, man, look at my guy out there.
But that whole game, me and we cut up on offensively, me and the tight ends, me and JV. Ooh, boy, we cut up.
Cut up
that game.
Maybe that can happen tomorrow. Maybe the Georgia tight ends can get involved. Let's get into the big story.
Maybe.
Today. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Ultimately, I think this is the biggest game of Lane Kiffin's career coming up.
Really?
He's got a chance to come close to punching a ticket to the playoffs or letting it all slip away. I mean, you're going to hear that for this game. You're going to hear that for the game in Baton Rouge. But this is really about the opportunity for Ole Miss. But to me, I'm really into the Ole Miss game.
Yeah, that's Paul Feinbaum earlier in the week talking about the implications of this football game. And like, I don't know. I don't have Lane Kiffin's entire history, career history in front of me. What I do know is he's never won a game like this.
Yes.
So this would likely be that. I mean, obviously their backs are against the wall. If they lose, they're out of the playoff picture. This is also the biggest difference to me in this one versus other games Lane Kiffin has coached in and lost. Is the whole narrative coming into this season was this is the first time he's had the horses.
Right.
He actually built the roster through NIL to be able to compete in the trenches and go toe-to-toe with teams like Georgia. Now, they found a way to lose to Kentucky, and they found a way to lose to LSU, so they come into this game with two losses, which they weren't supposed to have, but they do, so their back's against the wall. And, yeah, I mean, it's a huge game for them.
I think
beyond all that other stuff, they got to win to stay alive.
This is a goalpost game. They beat Georgia. The goalposts are coming down.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it'll be the biggest win of his coaching career. No doubt about that and everything. And like you were just saying, he even came out and said what he needed to get to be competitive. It wasn't the weapons. They've always had weapons.
Oh, yeah. They've had receivers.
It wasn't the weapons.
They had Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, it was them dudes that block and them dudes that block and hold up blockers.
Yeah.
And they have that type of firepower in the trenches right now. They lead the nation in sacks. There are three or four in the league as far as they give up 3 yards a carry, maybe 2.8 yards a carry.
Yes, less than three. Yeah. Less than 3 yards
this
a
is
carry.
This is what they give up.
They're the second best run defense in America as far as that number goes.
I mean, they don't give you anything. And so they're able to do that. We already talked about how great of a player Jackson Dart is. I think he's the best quarterback in the SEC right now. And he's playing like it. And his play is playing. They want to throw the ball over the yard. They got receivers all over the world. And the best receiver, game time decision.
Yeah, but, Trey Harris may play, may not.
The guy who caught 5 touchdowns will be playing.
Yeah, Jordan Watkins played.
Caught 5 touchdowns last week.
5 touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
3 of them were 60-plus.
Yeah, caught 5 touchdowns.
Just explosive.
And so they're explosive as hell no matter who's in there.
Exactly.
Now, we ain't Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. We ain't Arkansas. And so, but yet, again, it's going to be down there. We don't know what the weather's going to be. It might be rain. Can Georgia find some semblance of a run game? Can they find some semblance of a run game? And can Carson Beck not throw the ball? I don't know what color jerseys Ole Miss is wearing tomorrow. I know we're wearing white with the silver britches.
Yeah, who knows? Is it going to be light blue? Or are they going to wear navy blue?
But can he not throw the ball to the other team? It's going to be the key. Can Georgia run the football? And can Carson Beck not throw the ball to the other team?
I think Georgia can run the football. And I know that that's a ridiculous thing to say for a team that has not done it consistently this year against a defense like this that stops the run. I don't know. You're going to have Ratledge back, and he's really going to be back, right?
Yep.
You've now had the center back for almost a month. Those guys on the offensive, Roddy was listing off the 5 starters and the 3 backups that are all guys are going to play in the NFL. Like, these are talented offensive linemen. I don't understand what's happened in order for a group
is
like that.
Is it a commitment, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And maybe it's because a commitment to the run. Like, maybe they just don't do that. So when they're called on to actually run block, they're not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I wish I did.
They got to make a commitment because we don't know where Etienne is as far as his ribs and everything. I think Nate, I love me some Nate Frazier. I wasn't even mad at him about the throat slash. I just knew he was going to get a penalty because of it. That's why I didn't like it.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. I just knew it was going to be a penalty.
Yeah, but if you can do the gator jump and the throat slash.
Yeah.
That's a good celebration.
Like, you can tell, I mean, like Roddy said, I love this kid. He has juice with him. He runs hard as hell. They're going to have to figure out ways to run the football.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to be straight at him, probably. I don't know, how you get the edge on this team, but that's going to be Georgia's key. They got to figure out a way to run it. And the thing about it is Bobo's got to stay committed to the run.
Yeah. No, that's the big wild card because they just haven't.
Yep. You got to catch the football. You got to catch it. Just like Kirby said after Florida, Carson Beck, get your ass up here. He didn't play his best game, but we got to play better around him. They do. Catch the ball when it's coming to you. perimeter blocking. You said this 2 weeks ago, I think it was. This is the worst perimeter blocking team that he's had in a while.
Yeah.
And they're going to run those screens.
Probably since Kirby's first year.
They're going to run those screens.
They're going to run them.
Yeah, so you got to go block them.
You have to block the DBs and the linebackers. And for whatever reason, this is not a great wide receiver and even tight end. Even the tight ends aren't blocking all that great. They're getting better, but it hasn't been great. I'll say this about Ole Miss, though. When they've played tougher defenses, they can be slowed down. I mean, Kentucky held them to 17 points. South Carolina held them to 27. LSU held them to 26. Oklahoma to 26. Those are all solid defenses. I think I would take Georgia's defense, especially right now,
of all of them,
healthy defense, over all those defenses. If Georgia holds them under 20, if they hold them under 30, Georgia's going to probably win this game.
Yeah,
I feel pretty confident that Georgia can score 30 points.
Lane Kiffin is an excellent play caller with an excellent quarterback with excellent receivers.
Yes,
they're going to make some plays.
They're going to make plays.
It's just all about how do you come back from that. And we said it in the Texas game, but it didn't come true. Well, how would a Quinn of yours play in the Texas game?
He got benched in the first half.
I kept saying, like, Georgia has scored 30 points in every game since.
They've scored 30 in every game.
Yeah. Thanks, Abe. But, no, I think that because we talk about whatever quarterback plays better. Well, Carson Beck, okay. Can you outplay Jackson Dart? I think Carson's a better quarterback than Jackson Dart.
Part of the reason they scored 30 against Texas, though, was because of those turnovers that they were creating in the short fields.
Yes.
Carson Beck didn't play very well in that game until they needed it absolutely desperately late in the second
half. But we need it desperately
from the first
quarter.
That's exactly right. Somehow you got to trick him into thinking he's already thrown three picks. Because after he throws three picks, he's pretty good. It's a weird thing to say
about a quarterback. It's a weird damn thing to say about a quarterback.
But it's true. After he throws three picks, he settles in.
Yeah, man. It's unbelievable.
Maybe have him. Can you, like, intercept it in the little warm-ups that they do?
I don't know.
Maybe,
but he got to play well. He got to play clean. He plays clean, Georgia wins.
I agree.
Georgia 10 point, at least 10.
And I think they're going
to. Oh, no, Georgia.
I feel pretty – like, I like Georgia, like, 34-24 in this game. I think Georgia's going to win. All right.
What a song.
We'll come back. We'll get to keys to a Falcons victory. They're in New Orleans on Sunday afternoon. We'll tell you how they beat the Saints. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another woo.
Yeah, that's why I ain't do it this time.
I know. I can't woo twice in the same hour.
Yeah, whenever I think it is wrong, people thinking the time wrong.
It's true. People are like, well, I'm 20 minutes late.
Yeah, what am I doing that?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get into a keys to the Falcons' victory over the Saints. Just a couple of minutes, let you hear from Raheem Morris as well as Kirk Cousins. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. Call us up and ask us anything.
Yeah, man, a couple listeners that come here frequently, but they always miss us, and so they got here early today. So what's up, fellas, over at the bar? Like I said, the bar is filling up and everything, so hopefully we'll get to see y'all before we head up out of here. Because at, 2 o'clock,
Stuff to do, man.
Which I have nothing to do today.
Oh,
but it's a nice day, so I'm gonna have to find something.
Date night tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
where you headed?
I don't know yet, but we're going somewhere. So
yeah,
that's all that matters.
I told them I would take them out today. Mm-hmm. They want to go over to the Battery to watch the movie, or whatever. And one of my favorite movies, I love Shrek.
Oh, Shrek's a great
movie. I love Shrek. I'm not going to sit and watch it. I said I'll go with you. That don't mean I'm going to sit there and watch it. So I'm going to hang out at the Battery and smoke me some cigars.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Got it.
You know, more likely.
Sure.
And plus, I've already said yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give you a, because usually my phrase is always I'll think about it, but I went ahead and said yeah. And so yeah,
okay.
So I've been in the streets.
Now we got the thumbs up from my mom.
Oh yeah, mama's here.
Last night she'll watch them, whatever, hang out. So now he's like, that's all. That's the number one thing. It's like, all right, great, we'll leave. And then once we leave, it's like, all right, now what? Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
We'll just leave.
Don't matter.
We're just not going to be here.
Yeah.
For however long.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. Basically, my whole thing is just let me know when they're asleep, and then we'll start wrapping it up.
Like, why?
Because then I don't have to put them to sleep. Then they're asleep when we get home, and it's great.
They'll be asleep 2 hours after you get home.
Huh?
Like, why are you going to come? As soon as mom calls and says, the baby's asleep, y'all coming home?
No.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I know they're asleep, then we can at least start to consider coming home.
Why?
Well, because I'm not coming home before they're asleep.
I know this. That's what I'm saying, Doug. Why don't you actually have y'all a midnighter? Like, stay out past midnight.
Too late.
Damn, homie.
I'm not staying up past midnight.
Wow.
I saw the perfect. These kids are going to be up at 6:15 tomorrow, no matter when I go to bed.
Then, hey, tough it out.
I don't want to
tough
that.
It out, man. It's always worth it when you have a good night with your wife to tough it out with them children.
And we are going to have a great night.
Stay out late. Nah. Now, because I saw I saw this perfect reel about me and you whenever me and you are together. When it's just me and you and we hang out together, it's always like, you want to do one more shot? Hell yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's never the last
one. Yeah, and it's never the last one. But, all right. They call it. About time to go home, Andy. All right. You want to get one more? Yeah.
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right.
Make it two.
Yeah, make it two real quick. We'll double fist these shots.
I'm already excited, but, like, just for the sake of my organs, like, a little bit nervous about the Vegas trip because we don't have to go home. No one's calling us.
Yeah.
It's just going to be us.
Yeah. What are you nervous?
Just what is going to take place inside.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get 430
in that 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah, we're gonna be
plane ride home is gonna be
we're gonna be 430 on the plane.
Some,
all right? Yeah.
Some weary folks on that flight back to Atlanta.
Man, we gonna hey dog.
Jersey Mike's gonna be you're gonna be there with us?
Oh Jersey oh, Mike's coming too?
God,
oh yeah, we gonna man
there
please.
It is.
No wife in Vegas. Please. Or children.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm gonna get 430.
Just try to not get fired.
And we host the Vegas parties.
Right, we're parties and all that. We just got to be on the air at 8 a.m.
That's all, dude.
That's it.
No problem.
They didn't say shows have to be good.
They did not say that.
Just have to be on the radio.
No problem.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Like that day in Flowery Branch.
Oh, God. Well, we thought we were just like, damn it. Both of us up there like,
ugh. Oh,
yeah. No. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to have a good time, man.
It's going to be incredibly fun.
Really good time. That place we're going is awesome.
That's weeks from now.
Yes.
We're talking about the Falcons versus the Saints coming up on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's start. And maybe this is part of the keys, but this is certainly somebody to think about from the Saints' perspective with Raheem Morris talking about Alvin Kamara.
He is a problem. You got to go
out
there and get Alvin Kamara as much as possible. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. You know, the three guys that come to mind right now, Saquon, Alvin, and our guy. You know, and obviously Christian McCaffrey's been on the shelf, but, you know, those kind of guys that are dual threats the way they are, they certainly present him challenges all across the board. But first and foremost, you got to stop him as a runner, and then you got to prepare for him as a passer and a pass catcher. Not necessarily a pass, but a pass catcher. You got to prepare for all those things. And he is a dangerous guy, has been for a long time, and he certainly can hurt you if you allow him. So he's definitely one of those guys that you would consider a game wrecker. And we got to prepare for him the right way.
Yep.
That's a key.
Yep.
That's
that is number two on mine.
Yep.
That is number two on mine. Get a handle on Alvin Kamara. He's still one of the best players at his position in the National Football League. He can run it. We always talk about his balance. You got to make sure he's tackled. All right?
Yeah.
You got to make sure Alvin Kamara is tackled.
Don't just try to do one of those little forearms or something like that.
Wrap him up.
Yeah, you got to wrap him up.
Take him to the ground. Yeah. You've got to make sure that Alvin Kamara is tackled because he's just that great. He's real smooth, deceptively fast, can get into small creases and then just get out the back door. He is that good of a player. The other one I had was, don't let Taysom Hill do what he always does to the damn Falcons when he plays the Falcons. You know what I mean? Like, I can see because of the way Derek Carr is struggling, they might put him in at quarterback and let him throw some balls. You know, just don't let that dude Don't let him.
The last time that these two teams played was not long ago, week four of this season, right?
Uh-huh.
Alvin Kamara went 19 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown. 15 yards was his long. He was effective. He also had 7 catches for 42 yards. Taysom Hill got hurt in the first half. Before he got hurt, he scored 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
But they scored 24 points. The 3 touchdowns were those two guys.
Yes.
Like, those are the guys. Yes. And that was with, I think, Olave played in that game, had 87 yards receiving. He's hurt, so he's not in this game.
Right.
Rashid Shaheed played that game. He had 83 yards receiving. He's out for the season.
Yep.
So, like, the other weapons they had that day aren't there.
Right.
On Sunday, Kamara and Taysom are going to be there.
Damn sure.
And you know, they are
your best offensive players, so you're going to see a lot of those two guys.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of those two guys in the game at the same time. I know they were trying this thing with Taysom Hill playing fullback and lead blocking for Kamara. Don't do that.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, no, that didn't go well. Because
he can't do everything.
Of everything that he is, he ain't no damn ISO running play fullback.
Remember when the Falcons early in the season tried to use Algier like that?
Yeah.
Boy,
cost him a damn game.
That feels like a long time
ago.
Who
did they lose the game? Who did they lose to?
I don't remember if that was Kansas City.
Was that Kansas City? It was Kansas City.
Yeah, we're a long way from there.
Yeah, man.
Thankfully, and I feel like this team's a long way from where they were when they played the Saints the first time. Now, they beat them, but remember, in order to beat them that day, they didn't score any offensive touchdowns.
They didn't score a touchdown.
They had a special teams touchdown on a terrible play. I think that was by Rashid Shaheed as well. I don't know why he even fielded the punt. Fumbled it, and they score a touchdown there. Pick 6 for Troy Andersen. That's the last time Troy Andersen played, right?
He should play this week.
Supposed to play on Sunday, so that'll be good. Maybe, I don't know if he can have that type of game, but it'll be good to have him back. And then Younghoe Koo made 4 field goals.
Yep, including
a 58-yarder, which was his career
high. Because they were bull-jiving around.
And on that final drive, the only yards they picked up were on a pass interference play.
Yes.
So, yeah, it feels like a very different football team from an Atlanta perspective than it was that day. You need to turn those 4 scoring opportunities, that Younghoe, at least 3 of them, turn 4 of those Younghoe field goals into 3 touchdowns and a field goal. Add a field goal to it, that's fine. But three of those opportunities need to be touchdowns.
Yeah. Number one key for me, Andy, go punch him in their mother loving face.
I have that too, but I wrote it different.
I wrote it how I was supposed to say it.
I wrote start fast. Which similar.
Yeah.
Same idea, though.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Punch them in their mother-loving face. You know how you corral or you take away that new coach energy and that galvanizing of the troops? You go hit them in their damn face.
Yeah, you remind them.
You remind them why they're bad.
It's their fault.
Yes.
It wasn't Dennis Allen's
fault.
It's their fault.
Exactly.
They've lost 7 games in
a row. That's what you got to go in there and do. You cannot because, all right, the atmosphere, new coach, everything is going to be that. And then you got the Falcons coming into town. The rivalry. That it is. You got those people. And you know one thing about these damn Falcon fans. They going to be in that building. All right? Because they want to add to the misery. Do you want to walk out of there with you and taunting and all that? Just don't get laid out. Just don't get knocked out in the Superdome.
That's a key to
– Don't be face down in the French Quarter with a Michael Vick jersey on. All right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't be face down because you messing with them New Orleans fans.
Yeah.
All right,
that's a key to your side.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to that game, just enjoy it.
Just have a good time there.
Enjoy it.
Don't be face down in the French Quarter. You know, because I'm just telling you, you can't get that stench off for a while.
You can't get that off for you.
You
smell like that gutter for a while.
Yeah, man, don't get it.
What's the worst jersey to get knocked out in?
A Michael Vick jersey.
That's pretty bad. That's a tough one.
Yeah, like you get knocked out in a
Jesse Tuggle jersey is a tough one to get knocked out in.
Yeah, I mean, like if you got a Younghoe Koo jersey,
you might get knocked out. You might get your ass dropped.
But yeah, you walk around a Michael Vick, a Julio Jones, you can't get dropped.
Yeah, you don't get knocked
out.
Julio jersey.
Yeah, but say like, I don't even know what else to say.
I know, because basically you just call whoever it is calling them soft.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Yeah.
I won't do that. I knew I was going to call.
I know exactly who you were going to say. Well, there's two. There's two that I think you know exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Just no matter what jersey you're wearing.
Don't get your ass dropped in the French.
I think this is reasonable because I'm not putting a number on it. The Saints aren't particularly good at getting to the quarterback.
No.
They got 19 sacks on the season. They're bottom 10.
Hold on.
It's 10 more than the Falcons.
I was about to say.
Twice as many as the Falcons have.
Right.
So that's what I'm getting to. I'm not making fun. We're in no position to throw stones.
Right.
Can the Falcons have more sacks than they allow?
Well, I think
– I'll take one.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to – don't give up any.
Cam Jordan is – in my opinion, a Hall of Fame player.
Yes.
He's a damn sure Hall of Fame when he plays the Falcons.
Yeah.
Now, he has not been good this year. No. He has not done what he's done
he's,
everything.
He's in the twilight.
He's in the twilight of his career. Don't let him have a resurgence. You know what I mean? Don't let him get a resurgence. Yeah. I don't know what that damn sack dance is because he got one off me and did that raggedy thing.
Really?
It wasn't. Well, it was like, remember how Kyle got beat? Kyle got beat on the last week?
Yeah.
Same exact thing, okay. Except we were running a play to the right where it's a sprint, fullback pitch, and Phillip held the damn ball. And he just,
That was my thought. I was like, that must have been when you played for San Diego.
Yeah.
Just have more sacks than them.
Yeah.
If it's one, let them. Because that's one thing we talked to Duane Ledford yesterday, the Falcons offensive line coach. They're allowing the same amount of quarterback pressures this year as they have for years. Like, the offensive same, but they're allowing way less sacks. And I think that's a big credit to Kirk Cousins and getting the ball out and being smart and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, don't get sacked.
Oh, man, I got to change my Abe, I might need to change one of my picks. Saw Will Levis is starting this weekend.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Chargers. But,
Chargers.
Yeah, Will Levis is starting. They're right.
Chargers are going to beat them. All right. Those are the keys to a win. Falcons are going to win.
Go punch them in their face.
Be 7-3 when we come back on Monday. Equal your win total for each of the last three seasons. All right. AMA is next. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a happy hour Friday. Ask us anything. We will answer coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. But we will start with Joe in Mableton. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys? Haven't called y'all in a while. Y'all been doing okay?
Oh, outstanding,
phenomenal.
Joe. Outstanding.
Phenomenal.
I was just so you know, Randy, I finally paid up all that credit card debt. You told my daughter she could get what she wanted.
That's probably why you ain't called. Your ass been working.
Yeah, you've been working it off.
No, dog. Every time I try, I end up trying to get in too late. But, hey, here's the question I got for you guys.
All right.
With the Ole Miss-Georgia game this weekend, would you rather have the game on the line? Would you trust Carson Beck, or would you rather trust Dart? And if Dart has a game like he did last weekend, do you think Ole Miss has a chance to win?
Yes.
Yeah. If he has a game like he did last weekend.
Yeah, they're winning.
He threw for like 500 yards last weekend.
Yes, they're winning. Yes. Yeah, they're probably going to win.
Now, Georgia's defense isn't going to let that happen.
No.
But, yeah, if he plays like last weekend, only are they going to win, we're going to have to look at Georgia
real different
than the way we think about them now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Game on the line? Oof, man. That means I'd rather have the Georgia defense on the field, honestly.
Right.
I'd rather have the defense on the field trying to get a stop than Beck.
No offense,
but I just don't trust Beck enough right now. I mean, he's been on the field with the game on the line one time this year, and he threw an interception.
Yes.
So that's kind of that. All right, Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek. Derek's gone.
Damn, Derek.
All right, Boogie.
What's up?
Boogie's in Atlanta. Sorry. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? I wanted to say I tuned into that Hawks-Knicks game, and I was trying to find the drop back when Cole Anthony Towns do his and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, they didn't play any. I listened as well, unfortunately. It would have been very funny if they would have played the little Prince.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Another thing, too, if I could bring back one dance to go viral, what would it be? And Randy,
start over.
Because there's a lot of dealerships in Georgia. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't hear nothing.
I think he said if you could bring back one dance to go viral.
Oh,
what he said?
Dance?
All right.
Oh, man.
Thizzle dance. We got to bring it back.
That was your thing right there.
That's basically squats.
You're absolutely correct.
You're basically just doing squats.
I'm telling you. Well, I mean, I could damn Cabbage Patch, but I had so many different things. But more than anything, I wish the damn Bankhead Bounce would come back.
Sure, bring it back.
That's what I need. I need the Bankhead Bounce to come back. Yeah, just like that, dog. Because everybody, when you use that Bankhead Bounce, you can put any motion in life with the Bankhead Bounce. Name something you can't do and add it to the Bankhead Bounce.
Can you go grocery shopping?
Yes, you can ride around the grocery cart with that grocery cart. Bankhead. Yes.
Can you mow the lawn?
You're damn right. Same way you can push the grocery buggy.
I know. I'm yeah, thinking man, all the same
yeah.
thing. Can you walk the dog?
Damn right you can. You can. Yeah, no doubt.
Can you... You're right.
Yeah, man.
Anything.
Anything with the bank head bounce. So let's go to the next question because we both about to say something crazy.
Can you? Boogie is in Atlanta. Hey, Boogie.
Hey, what's up, Andy and Randy? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Really good.
Man, I'm tired of hearing about these Detroit Lions on this station, man. But that's on another note. I got a question for both of y'all. Me and my friends, we always joke about the movie Castaway. And do you remember the scene when he's landing in the boat? And a big whale come up.
Yes.
What would you guys do in that situation if it happened to you guys? I'm gonna hang up and listen. Appreciate that.
All right, Boogie. I think about the movie Castaway a lot as well. I'd be terrified. Like you're in a little boat and a big old whale swims under you.
Yes.
That's a terrifying proposition.
Yes.
Part of the movie that I like is the idea of do you think you could do it?
Oh.
Like you're on a desert island like that. How long do you make it? Do they find you, or do they find your skeleton?
Well, I don't know. I you know, I hate putting myself in situations and like that. Now, if I were laying there in that whale with a that thing would came up, what the hell am I gonna do? I can't jump on his
you
back.
You can't fight a whale.
I can't fight him. I can't jump on his back.
Nothing
man.
You can do. You just gotta hope he goes away.
Yeah, and so
I would
just lay there.
Yeah, I mean, hope he left me alone.
Yeah, just like I don't know. I have no clue.
You don't think you could make it on an island?
Yeah. Yeah, dog. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could. Yeah. You know, I'm very resourceful and all those different things.
Yeah.
And I ain't scary. So I go up in that jungle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go up in that jungle, find me something to eat.
You got to take down a jaguar for dinner.
You know what I mean? Hey,
and you do it.
The thing with jaguars is this. They can't move left.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah. Jaguars, they can't move left. All right? So if you treat them like Michael Jordan in 86, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Or no, you treat them like Bob Cousy.
Oh, yeah.
Treat like Bob Cousy. Yeah, treat like Bob Cousy. There you go.
He had a strong right, though. And a hell of a set shot.
Hell yeah, he did.
Kilo is in Overton. Hey, Kilo.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Kilo?
Got two questions for you. The first one's a cruise question, so I guess maybe it's more for Abe. And then the second question is going to be for everybody. But, going on a cruise in a couple months, and apparently – if one person in your cabin gets the drink package,
yes.
then everybody over 21 has to get the drink package. So I'm just
Correct.
Wondering, is there like a loophole or a way around that? Maybe like a pregnancy clause or something?
Mm.
And then my second question is, if I gave you this rock and asked you to knock that bird off that power line, you gonna throw this rock? Or are you going to use this slingshot?
Mm.
Appreciate it, Phil.
Good question.
I'm
throwing it.
I'm throwing
it. I got a better arm than a slingshot.
Yeah, I'm throwing it.
I haven't used a slingshot in a long time.
I've used one before, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm throwing it.
Childhood.
Right. Yeah, I'm throwing it.
And my accuracy is pretty good with a rock.
But it sucks.
Well, but I'm not good with
I'm
a slingshot.
I'm not good with a slingshot.
I don't know.
I ain't David.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. I ain't exactly. David.
How far away is the bird, though? Like, what are we talking about? 30 yards? I could. That's no problem.
I'm throwing a rock.
I'm throwing.
I'm throwing a rock.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a rock.
You're going slingshot?
Bo?
Bo probably has used a slingshot recently.
Yeah. I'm going slingshot 100%.
Yeah.
But you probably like hit some cans in your backyard with a slingshot yesterday.
Not very recently, but I've, you know. Slingshot's easy. You just look right down you got the aimer right there for you.
Yeah, but think how easy this is.
A rock hitting a bird on a that's difficult.
You don't even have to hit him. You just have to make him fly away.
Oh, is that all it is?
I think so. Scare him.
I'm throwing the rock at the pole then and making a loud noise.
All right. Competing strategies.
What the hell is going on?
Competing strategies. Kilo wants to know how to cheat his way into drinks.
I can't do that. I can't put that out in the atmosphere. Huh? I think it's wrong that if everybody over 21 since because you don't drink, I can't. I gotta, you know, I don't drink. Well, I gotta spend all the money on the drink.
So I wonder if he's traveling with kids or not, because the crew, all the cruises I've been on, Olivia has been in my room,
right,
and I'm the only adult, and Tara has had her daughter,
right.
So therefore, we were both. We didn't have
no,
to.
It's long. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Two adults can't be in the room.
Over 21.
Yeah, that's why.
So if one of them doesn't want it, maybe you can just split the room, say you're in there with a kid,
and do something like that.
Seems like a good way for them to squeeze a little bit more money out of you.
Yeah, I never knew that was a rule, but I've never dealt with that.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You can get out of it medically. Nope. You can get out of it medically.
There you go.
Medically.
And by the way, with the slingshot rock thing, don't throw it like from afar. Go right underneath the bird, and then if you miss, you get the rock back.
That's also true. He didn't say we couldn't move closer.
That'd be my plan.
I think the assumption was you had to be far away.
Was that the riddle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Why would you want the rock back, though?
You don't want to lose that rock.
If you miss the first throw, it'll fall right back down. You can throw a second time.
Oh, you have multiple chances.
A fourth time. Yeah.
Okay. Do you find yourself in life seeing rocks and being like,
skipping stones?
Well, that's a good skipping
rock. Yes.
But I don't live anywhere near water, so I never get a chance to do it.
You got
to
pick them up.
Just
save them
later. Just bank them for the beach trip?
Yes.
Yeah. God, I see so many rocks. I'm like, I could skip that.
Your kids are almost there, and Lily might be to where that's going to be something fun that y'all can do when y'all are around water is go skip rocks together.
That's a good point.
Because they love it.
They love it.
Kids love
it. And they think you're a hero when you make it skip like three or four times.
You get too excited about skipping.
Wow, you're
love it.
You're a superhero. How'd you do that? You like that? Watch this. All right. Cameron is in Ellenwood.
Hey, Cameron.
Yeah, we got you, Cameron.
Hey, well, first thing I just wanted to say, being face down in a Ray Lewis jersey is not a good look. That's the first thing I want.
Nah, it'd be bad luck.
Yeah.
And the second thing, I had the actual question is that now that Troy Andersen is not going to come back, possibly, because I feel like I'm reaching for anything just to try to help our sack numbers, possibly, do you think that since Troy Andersen is coming back, you can move Caden Ellis down to the edge and kind of do what Dan Quinn did with Michael Parsons just to help with our pass rush? Because Caden Ellis is a monster.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just all depends on – and we had Caden on this summer, and we talked about, you know, some of the rush opportunities that he got when he came – before he came here to New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was more or less walking up, mugs, things like that. I hate to say that because Micah is on a different level than Caden Ellis.
Right.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Right. That's a hard comparison to make.
Yeah.
But just to sort of get back to what he was doing in New Orleans, though, it would be great. Like, it would be really cool if that – because that's what they're going to have to do.
Yes.
Unless,
they,
you know, like, Yannick Ngakoue or someone like that.
Why does everybody always keep bringing his name up?
Because he's available.
He's available for a damn reason.
He is available for a reason. Can I tell you why I bring his name up?
Why?
Because it's fun to say.
Yeah.
It's just an enjoyable
cool
name.
And I'm pretty sure he's a cool dude.
Yannick,
but there's a reason why he's cut. He got cut this week from Baltimore, right?
He did get cut from Baltimore.
And then they put him on the practice squad.
Yeah. He's got 1.5 sacks, though, which would be second leading on the Falcons
team.
That
is true.
So
that is true.
We can't, you know, we can't be scoffing at too many people.
That is true.
Yeah, but he was Baltimore, he was Chicago last year, he was Indy the year before that, played for the Raiders the year before that, then it was Baltimore, then it was Minnesota, the year before that it was Jacksonville. There's a reason why he's been on six different teams in the last 5 years, and it's not because his name's fun to say. Do we have – all right, Blake is in Ackworth. Hey, Blake.
Hey, guys. Two questions. When you have your remote and you're out at Hooters and Twin Peaks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tipsy do you guys get, and do they provide you a ride home?
Thank you, Blake.
No, we did not get tipsy.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
zero. Zilcho.
Zero tipsies.
Zilcho.
But these waters have been delicious.
I mean, that ginger ale was slapping.
That Topo Chico had me crystal clear.
That was maybe the most expensive water you'll ever drink.
Yeah. I mean, bottled water, and I'm talking about in a glass bottle.
Not only
water.
In a glass bottle, but comes with a pop top. You can't even screw the top off of it.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, I had that bottle opener from our guy, Big
See?
Will.
Yeah, man. See, we knew it was going to come in handy.
Full circle, Big Will.
Leave mine in my book bag.
Big Will knew. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up.
Abe got to play with the steakhouse.
She did say that. That was really funny. I had so many, but this one topped them. Randy just said it. Jaguars can't go left.
Nope.
Didn't know that.
The stronger your thighs are, the longer you live.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
And apparently, punch someone in the mother loving face and start fast mean the exact same thing.
They kind of do.
Kind of.
They kind of do.
Math is not Randy's strong suit unless it's counting bills. like Bo said, thighs stronger, live longer.
Yeah, sorry.
And Randy admitted he wants a belly rub.
No, I did not. What the damn? I like my
they
wife
are nice.
Rub on me.
They
that
are nice.
Was pretty funny. Like,
nobody's going to turn that down.
He's like, man, somebody chewed up my cord. I want a damn belly rub. Jack does that thing now when he has no shirt and he walks around with his tummy out and kind of rubs it.
Yeah, look like his ass pay bills.
Yeah, such a funny, tiny little old man. So hilarious. All right. Final hour of the show has been brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.